Hello, everyone. I'm Kennedy.
And I'm Vasilis.
We run Changemaker Z, a student-run initiative that aims to empower, educate, and connect Gen Zers interested in entrepreneurship.
We interview teenagers with impactful projects and create resources to help you change the world. If they can do it, so can you.
On this podcast, we discuss the logistics of creating different types of projects with Gen Zers who have already done it. We will leave our social media and website information in the description.
Welcome to another episode of the Gen Zers Rights podcast. You asked and we answered. With us in the studio today is Muhammad Faisal, an activist, model, trader, business consultant, philanthropist, host, content creator, young lawyer, dancer, designer, businessman, and spokesman, who has a Bachelor of Law degree and speaks in 6 different languages. Today, Muhammad is here to share some insights and inspiration. Welcome to the show, so nice to meet you.
It's very pleasure to meet you, Basil.
Thank you so much. So tell us, how did you get started as an activist? What was the motivation behind it?
It's actually a long journey for me, and it starts from the story of my life and everything I see from the societies around me, starting from the dream of a minority who want to be equal to the majority. And being an activist doesn't just have to be about joining an organization and making a big action, because we can start from ourselves and have an impact on justice and change in our small community for sure. This is life, not heaven. So surely everything is not perfect, and there is a lot of injustice and neglect in life. But how do we realize it, and how do we turn this world into a comfortable place like heaven for everyone with concern for others? I come from a small village and small town in Indonesia. It's like an island. And indeed, a very beautiful place with extraordinary, beautiful nature of Indonesia, beaches, a rice field, a mountains, forest, and also I can play with many animals, like the story of Disney princess in the movie. But there is not equal to the situation in big cities. Like, many people do not understand the importance of higher education. Young marriage is very high. People do not speak English, which is they not familiar about globalization. And also, internet signal is really sometimes so difficult. And women are still gripped in culture, so that a very activity is still limited behind the society and the women. And bullying is still very high. And then people don't believe in big dreams, so I have been with my grandma participating in various organizations and charities since I was a kid, and there my heart was touched and educated and donated to rural area people in Indonesia so that they can move for more advance in life. And then I really love an environmental, human and animal, so I want every life in this world to get some comfort and then happiness and equality without being discriminated again.
Thank you so much for mentioning the globalization issue. Like, for some countries, it's so like, I don't know, normal to be globalized with products, languages, events. But there are other parts of the world that they don't have this connection. And we could really have a really long conversation about that issue. But I would like to learn, which are some of your responsibilities as an activist? Like, when you are trying to represent so many people and like to promote different ideas, which do you think are some of the responsibilities?
So, pretty good question. I'm very focused on poverty and remote area because I see firsthand and know how the daily obstacle of them. But really, like, and also always speak about wellness and healthy lifestyle. Recently, I got a scholarship from Institute for Integrative Nutrition in New York in collaboration with supermodel Miranda Kerr. And it's very resonant with my daily life, wherein today climate change must be very aware of, prevent, and then overcome. How the life of people who are affected by climate change, everything is instant and it's easy to make their food and activity less healthy. And that's not very good for our bodies as a form of love ourselves and appreciation for ourselves. We should apply a healthy lifestyle, and many have mental health disorder and are unhappy in life, but they have everything. Many people in my age are depression, but for me, meditation is very helpful in guiding my day and making my life is beautiful. So I'm really concerned about, you know, poverty and then rural area, but also about healthy and wellness, because it's very important.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Would you like to share some of your favorite appearances? Like, you're invited to many different events internationally, but do you have any favorite one and why?
Well, basically, I believe all opportunities that are coming to my life are very memorable because they have a different meaning and stories. And I am very grateful for that. But in early day of COVID-19, like abroad, back again in 2020, when everyone was frustrated, but I was very lucky enough because I got many unexpected offers and international jobs. At the time, on international TV Japan, talking about COVID-19 and then how I overcome and then how it's affect in my daily life and my study and my business. And then from there, I had a very big impact on my international career. And of course, my appearance on the Broom Show, because it's my goal to be able to entertain, but at the same time, convey message that have not been conveyed before in the same way. And of course, in this podcast, I'm so honored and grateful to be here because, you know, you guys interview so many young activists and then what they do, what they concern, and then we can know the story from each other, the different background from their concern to change the world to be a better place. So, yeah.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We would like to know, what does a day look like for such a connected person with you when you are like when you have international media that you need to attend? Like, how do you schedule your meetings, calls?
Mm-hmm. So, actually, I don't know for sure, but I'm still the same person I used to be. When my career go up or so fast or down at any time, I always felt the same in the same soul, because basically we are all the same, just doing different things and having our own time, each to bloom as a flower, like at the right time, like a flower. With the help of the media, I have become more privileged to convey inspirational message to the young and old generation. And then I still learn, you know, daily basis, you know, accepting more new opportunity and different opportunity coming to my life. And I'm really blessed and I'm really glad of that. But even though it's very busy, but if you are not busy, which means that you are doing nothing. So,
yeah, like when you have like things to do, you feel that you contribute to the things and the goals that you like and you have set. So this is, like, for me, this gives me motivation to move on, even if I have 100 million things to do and maintenance at the same time. Our listeners requested from us to ask you to share something insightful.
Wow, I think there is so many things to do that I should share, but I'm sure I will cut. Please never worry about living in this kind of world. This is not heaven. Sometimes life is not always smooth as you want or as you expect, but they are difficult and it's normal. It's very normal. Other people's life may look beautiful, but we all have our own path with all the ability we have. Maybe having millions of dollars is very exciting, right? And it's, you know, like, wow, you're rich, you can buy anything. But you have to know what risks are in it. And also, I used to always want to be able to work around the world and be able to travel for free and then get paid and then meet a lot of amazing people. That is my dream. But in fact, now the dream is slowly coming into my life for real. And it's just like for this month that I travel a lot from country to another country, I'm really grateful, but sometimes it's very tired, very, very tired and super busy because we work not for vacation. With luxurious facilities, meeting amazing and powerful people, but also with lack of sleep and loneliness. But I'm very grateful for that. Especially in August, I can have breakfast in another country and then as well to like having dinner to move to another country because I have a different schedule. But I'm never afraid to try to start something new that I really want. And also looking to another person's life is really look amazing. It's, that doesn't mean that their life is also amazing because, you know, you need to, you know, you get work to have to pay that your work. If you got maybe $1 million that you need work more than that and it's so tired and it's very busy than your daily basis. And then don't be afraid to try something, and because we will continue to learn until we die. If we stop for a moment, there will be a millions of people who will take our place. If you don't try, you won't know the result. Just give life a shot or you will regret it later because you never try, and it's the same as falling before the world. Just a message from small village guy.
So don't be afraid and start trying, I would say, to sum up. Thank you so much for sharing that. You're considered one of the most inspiring teams worldwide since you have contributed to so many projects for Better Gen Z. How did you get there? Like, which were some challenges that you faced during that process?
Wow, that's so much compliment. That makes my cheeks blush now. You are so sweet. I'm so honored for that, and I believe everyone must be inspiring with their own version as long as they be authentic for themselves and stay true to themselves. Sometimes I feel burdened by people's expectation that I have a perfect life and must be demanded to be perfect. Like, you know, like a Cinderella story or stuff like that. But you know, but life will not move forward without any expectation and demand. So I always react to it with a positive mind and really have to have a positive mindset. If I to change the world in a positive direction, even better than I think, my mindset is the biggest capital to continue to grow and be an inspiration and motivation to every generation. Because, you know, to have a strong mindset and then to take action with your heart is really very good, but not all of people do with that. So, yeah.
I see. So now I wanted to move on to another subject. What is the Brom Soul and how did you get started with that project?
It's an interesting question. You promote my show, right? So Brom Show is actually a packaging talk show with amazing people, or maybe ordinary people, or a voiceless people around the world that lasts about 10 until 15 minutes in a casual and fun style, but has a lot of meaning and benefit for the world. And I make sure that it's still like entertainment, but to appear was profoundly powerful and numerous of point enter into the digital platform awareness. I utilize the appear as a stage to educate and motivate, giving viewers with a positive, profoundly elevating involvement by highlighting like book clubs, compelling interviews, self-improvement fragments, and magnanimous rate, and also focus on education and inspiration in their own specialist way. They appear pick up a validity by not attending to benefit of the items it supported. It had no authorizing understanding with retailers when items were advanced. And in 21st era, joining with measuring talent and ability, we can overlook the important role of inspiration. Inspiration is awakened as to new possibility by enabling us to go beyond our usual experience and limitation. Motivation moves individual from unresponsiveness to possibility and change the way we see our calm capabilities. And also motivation like this related to factors that include improvement assets on more illustrating the nature of motivation. And through this show that I wish that we can learn together worldwide and then from the expert and then hear what their voice, what they concern and what they do for the world. And then we can see so many different accents in this kind of world. Like, and then it's actually can show to the world, and I can want to inspire like a generation of Z, especially that I, wherever you come from or whatever language that you speak, so you still can inspire and everything is possible. Like for me, just like small village boy that I can touch worldwide sensation, stuff like that. But yeah, I still learn and I'm still not being maybe, but at least I give that connection for that. So, yep.
And yeah, so where we can like see yourself, where we can access it, like to YouTube?
Yep, I will appear that show to the YouTube and then also podcasts, like maybe Spotify and Apple Podcasts. But for now, still released on YouTube, but as soon as possible, I will release on podcast as well. And also on Instagram, like this word trailer. And also I will write like kind of article on website that to talk about shortly about the speaker background and then the show background and then what we talk about, stuff like that, because make sure that I can provide people who love to watch, people who love to listen, people who love to read something.
Alright, so we will include the Instagram link as well in the description so that you can check it out. But for now, I think that this is the end of the episode. Thank you so much, Mohammed, for being with us today and sharing your insights. We know that your schedule includes so many things, and the fact that you have given us this short amount of time, it means a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I'm really glad and honored to be invited to here, but I want to give like short, say goodbye. So, do good things to everyone and never discriminate against people because of their current social status or based on your criteria, because you never know what they will able to change in your life. And vice versa, sometimes gold opportunity come from unexpected people.
Thanks to everyone that has reached the end of the episode. Next week is coming out a new episode with new guests. But until next time, do not forget to change the world. Bye!
Thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoyed our conversation. We had such a great time. Make sure to leave us a review. If you want more Changemakers content, you can follow us on Instagram at Gen Zers to Rise and on Facebook at Changemakers Z.